I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're back. We're back on the couch in the old apartment. Us three. Yeah. Donnie, Jordan, and Troy.
Howdy.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, we've been away for a little bit. We took some time to get settled here in beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. And now we're back and we're excited to kick things off on this podcast again with some exciting stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I moved in.
Yeah.
Last time we talked, I was still in a temp apartment.
Who would have thunk that, you know, the three of us would be living together this year?
Not I.
Nor I.
So well, that's good.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So for people that don't know, we have a 3-bedroom apartment and it's us three.
Yeah, it's the Beanbag Boys living together.
And yeah, that's basically what we've been up to. We're nine games into our season.
Nine.
Thursday got canceled.
Oh yeah.
Should be tried. Right. So yeah, we've had an exciting last couple days. What do you think about the weekend? We were supposed to have 3 games in 3 days on the weekend. We were supposed to play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
And we only ended up playing 2 games.
Yeah. We had a 3.5-hour bus ride?
Yeah, it was closer to 4, yeah.
Yeah, got to the arena. Not sure what happened there, but at that certain location, we got there and found out that the ice had been taken out for a little bit and put back in that day. And down south, it's a little warmer than usual. And the ice wasn't hard, I guess you could say.
No, it wasn't frozen.
No.
So we had unplayable ice conditions.
Yeah.
The craziest part about that whole thing was getting prepared to play the game, going out, taking warm-ups on the ice, realizing that the ice was terrible. Then coming back in the room, they tried to fix it. We went out, we did O Canada, whatever, or Star Spangled Banner, or whatever. Then we basically did everything except for drop the puck to the game. After the national anthem, we were told to go back to the locker room and they were going to try and fix it again. And how long do you think we waited in there?
I'd say, well, Puck drop was supposed to be at what, 7:30?
7:30.
And we packed it in at 9. So hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Just waiting around.
Yeah.
Most of us got completely undressed and we're just waiting.
Yeah. I started eating candy.
So. Yeah. It was definitely hard, definitely different. I've never had anything happen like that before.
Yeah. If we had to get back out there, I don't know how I would feel on the ice. Maybe a little bit of bus legs.
They were supposed to give us a 4-minute warm up.
Yeah, that would have helped.
That would have been enough. So yeah, our game in Macon, Georgia got canceled. So the boys, we got undressed, we grabbed some food. Pretty good food there though, I will say. The Booster Club.
Oh yeah.
Crock pot meals.
It was really good.
We've definitely gotten used to this southern cooking.
Mm-hmm,
it just makes you feel warm inside.
Yeah, sure does. And the sweet tea was flowing. And then we hopped back on the bus and drove 4 hours back home and got home at about 12:30. And then we had to play the next night at home and then the next day after that. So eventful weekend. My parents came down. They flew into Atlanta and drove to Macon and didn't get to see me play on the first night, obviously, because we didn't have a game. And then
they had a rough travel story.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually drove from Ottawa to Syracuse, New York in the morning. Then they flew from Syracuse to Atlanta with a delayed flight. So they weren't sure they were going to make it on time. And then Atlanta, the airport's obviously pretty busy. So I guess they had to wait for a rental car for like an hour and a half. And then they drove to Macon, got there just on time. And then obviously they hung around for a bit and then they drove all the way back to Birmingham with us behind the bus.
Yeah. It was nice seeing them this weekend though.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good.
Real time. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tavers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good to show them around. They get to kind of see what life is like here, kind of. I guess it's always nice for people that don't know what you do all the time, I guess, you know?
Yeah, like our girlfriends.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, they came down a few weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Probably nice to see, like, what we do or where we are, at least.
Sitting on the couch all hours a day.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, so.
Yeah, when your guys' girlfriends came down, I really had nothing to do.
Yeah, you were like solo.
I was
he came to every breakfast with us.
That's I did come wheel I was fifth wheel. I got the head of the table at first watch.
Yeah,
but no one's ever been to first watch. It's an unbelievable breakfast spot, little shout out. But yeah, no,
he was our little boy.
Yeah, I was hanging out with mom and dad all weekend. Yeah. Moms and dads.
Yeah
it was fun though.
Yeah,
good to see people,
some familiar faces.
The weather hasn't been great here, is honest. It's been kind of cold.
Yeah, I was like not expecting cold it.
For like what we're used to, obviously. Like I'd rather be here than Superior.
Yeah.
Because Superior is probably like -100. But yeah, it's been cold. We haven't been able to golf. But yeah, all in all is good. Yeah. We won the two games we played this weekend, which was nice.
Yeah.
And Taver got in his first pro fight.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
Beat the wheels off that guy.
Well, first, like, real one.
First real one.
Yeah, first real one.
That was funny, too. I was, because it happened on the on the hash mark. Yeah, yeah. On the wall. Almost there.
Right in front of your parents.
And I was on the blue line.
Yeah, my mom wasn't very happy.
And you dropped, and the guy, I guess, was all scared of you. And took him a second to engage, but you got the takedown, you got some punches in. Kind of beat the wheels off him, and then I was there for moral support because I was chirping him as he skated by. So
yeah, that was good. It was in front of 3,000 fans, so that was nice.
Yeah, got always the crowd nice going.
Honestly, people said that people were cheering, but I didn't hear anything because I was just like, "What the hell just happened?"
You just black out.
Literally, you don't know what's going on.
You don't, when you play in front of that many people, you don't hear them when you're on the ice.
No,
really.
Unless like a big play happens, or maybe if you're on the bench,
I guess. They're telling you to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're telling us to shoot on a power play, then yeah, we could probably hear you.
Yeah. And then you're like, thank you.
I'll shoot right now.
Yeah. I'm on it, guys.
But yeah, no, I thought it was a fun game that Saturday game because all the kids were there. We gave away kids' jerseys.
Yeah. Kids' night's hilarious because you could just dump it in or make a hit or something, and you just hear these high-pitched screams go crazy.
Yeah,
over like a normal play, and it's
hopefully they like it too, so they come back or they start playing hockey themselves, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm surprised with Alabama is like people actually know the game of hockey down here and like the fans and all that, and they love watching it, you know. And It's tough because you have to compete with sports like football and basketball down here, but people love their hockey. I'll say that.
Yeah. Got some pretty passionate friends, not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
There's some dedicated people here in Pelham and around.
In Burmy,
so.
And we did make a trip to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, right, we sure did. We can talk about that. Yeah, we when was that? Last weekend?
Two weekends ago?
Yeah.
Because we just played the one
10 days ago.
Too bad. Yeah. So Tuscaloosa is where the University of Alabama is. And we were kind of invited down there.
Yeah.
By the owner of a bar. And it's too bad.
The whole team
went. Yeah.
Yeah.
The football team was on the road. So they invited us to the bar to watch with all the college students, and pretty fun time, I'd say.
Yeah. What an atmosphere. Because I guess like we've never really experienced that before because we went to a smaller school in the north and we didn't even have a football team. And, but yeah, Tuscaloosa was sweet. People were chanting that Alabama song.
Yeah,
do you hear, they, do you hear a
after
couple people
after they score, they have a song that they sing, but I don't know what it is.
No,
neither.
You it's just like everyone
kind of
scream with
you,
them.
Yeah, you just kind of try to hit all the vowels and go along with the melody there. But
it sounds like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I was also cheering for Ole Miss just to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, I'm surprised you made it through.
I'm surprised no one sock bombed me from the side, but
tried to take your head off.
Yeah, because I think that it would honestly happen. But hey, that's okay. Live to fight another day.
It happens. But no, that's a fun. It's actually pretty big. I guess it makes sense because the school's huge. But the city of Tuscaloosa itself is pretty big.
Yeah. Sick college town. Pretty historic, too. Like, that's got to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of history.
One of the oldest schools in the States, no?
I don't know.
I think that's a bold statement for me to say when I don't know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Definitely it is an old school. How many kids go there, you know? I'm going to say...
Looking that up right now.
I'm going to say 57,000.
40,000.
Okay, so I was off.
Pretty big.
That's big, though.
Pretty big. And then now... How old?
How old is it? Oh, Harvard's 386 years old.
Yeah, I don't think it's as old as Alabama.
How old is Alabama coach? 191 years old.
1831 is when University of Alabama became a school.
That's a long time.
That is quite some time.
No, but did you guys like watching college football?
When I'm down here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like,
we didn't ever watch it when we were in Superior.
No.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't say we're the biggest football guys.
Not necessarily.
We're actually the hockey guys.
Sunday football we watch.
Sunday we'll watch football, but that was my first like real college football game that I've watched like with like people that care about what's going on.
Have you guys ever been to a D1 football game?
No. You?
Yeah. The UNH game.
Okay.
Oh, right. You went there this summer.
Who'd they play?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Too busy watching.
Wasn't it like homecoming weekend or something when you were there?
No.
It was like a...
wasn't the homecoming.
It was some weekend, though. It was special, no?
Yeah, I don't know. Homecoming was 2 weeks after.
Maybe like a senior night?
I don't remember.
No.
What game did you go to? Oh, you've been
When I was in grade 8, I went to Notre Dame.
South Bend,
Indiana. Sick campus. Can't say much for outside the campus, but when you're around the school, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff over there.
Isn't that where that touchdown Jesus thing is? Is that
yeah?
That
there, place? There's a big building. I think it's like a church, and there's Jesus going like this.
Yeah,
in the background.
To signal a touchdown,
and it's. You could see it behind the other team's end zone, like outside the stadium.
Was it full when you went there?
Yeah, it was 80,000 people.
Oh, that's quite a few.
Pretty good.
Imagine that, playing in front of 80,000 people every Saturday.
That'd be okay.
That'd be all right, eh?
Yeah, that'd be decent.
Would you guys be nervous, you think, or would you get used to it after a while? Because 80,000 is like a ton. Honestly.
That's a city.
Yeah.
Like I think in Duluth, Duluth only has, what, 50,000 people?
No, more than that.
Really? Duluth's pretty small.
Duluth
Superior had like 70,000.
Really?
I think so.
Wow. I think, I don't know.
I don't know.
We're speculating.
Yeah. We know nothing.
I could search it up, but I don't really want to.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll go with, I think Duluth is like 80.
There you go. Everyone in Duluth goes to a Notre Dame game. Fill the bowl.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a cool experience. It's friggin', yeah, it's crazy. Can't believe
people care that much.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, whatever floats your boat, right?
That's what's going on here, though. We have to compete with, like you said, with the football team because every Saturday they play.
Yeah.
So people are probably going to be watching their game instead of ours.
And there's a G League team in Birmingham, too.
Yeah, Birmingham's got a couple pro sports teams. There's a USFL team.
Yeah.
I think there's professional baseball.
Like a minor league.
There's a White Sox.
Plus there's UAB.
UAB. UAB is nice. Have you guys ever driven around the campus? It's pretty big.
I kind of drove by it when we dropped you off the other day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty spread out, though. My parents were asking me if I would have liked to go to a big school like that. And my answer was probably not.
Yeah, same with me.
No, I like even in junior, I went to McMaster back home, and that's about 30,000 kids and
30,000 children.
Yeah. And you're in a, kids. you're in a classroom with 300 people and the teachers don't know your name. You're only a number. The only thing I did like that we did there and not at Superior is like, you didn't take attendance. I didn't like that about Superior is like,
yeah, but the class was like your biggest class would be like 45 people.
Exactly. But still, like, if you just get your work done and show up for the exams, I think that's all that should matter. I'm also not a huge fan. I wasn't a huge fan of going to class, but
clearly
that's all right. Still got my work done. Still got my good, decent enough grades. And that was good.
And your degree.
No, I forgot that there.
I like the fact that at school you could walk around and see the same people every day and have relationships with the people that you see every day, rather than I feel like if you go to a big school, you're not going to know anyone if you walk around the campus on a day-to-day basis.
No, and that's like what I was kind of getting to there is like, especially in the classroom, like if you needed extra help, or you could just go talk to your teacher, whereas at a bigger school, like teacher really doesn't care that much because they don't even know who you are.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. That makes a difference.
It was like going to Superior is like going to high school again, pretty much.
But then there's also kids that would love to go to a big school like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know because I haven't done it.
And we'll never know.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. We can't really do that again.
Nope.
No.
That's true.
We will never be able to do that. NHL.
What's going on?
Our predictions are really not doing well right now.
No.
No, we fucked up.
We're way off on about half of them. No one picked New Jersey, and they're on a 13-game winning streak.
So we all had Boston, though, right?
We all had Boston, yeah.
There's seven.
Columbus and Philly are doing terrible, too.
Columbus and Philly aren't doing great. Columbus is almost dead last, I'm pretty sure.
And I had them.
I had Ottawa, and they're almost dead last. So shout out to my boys.
Yeah, I think I threw Montreal a bone, so that's not good either.
Montreal's doing decent, though.
Yeah, mid-pack.
They're about 500, but like, anyways, yeah. It's a long season.
That's all right. But yeah, no one expected that out of New Jersey. That was ridiculous.
I love going to the rink in the morning and watching the highlights, though.
Oh, yeah. Have a cup of coffee in your stall.
Yeah, just chill, cup of coffee.
Catching up with the boys because you haven't seen them in 10 hours. You guys eat in the
morning? I have a bagel every morning.
Every morning?
I have a banana.
Peanut butter and jam.
I'm going to start doing that.
I can't.
Butter and jam, bagel, coffee, and a heat pack on my back.
And like some pancakes?
Nope.
Oh.
I put a backpack on every morning.
No backpack.
There's nothing better than putting one of those
backpacks on. Yeah, that's just being a pro, man.
Then I'm always in the trainer's room with you with the massage gun.
With the Theragun?
Oh, yeah. Get the legs going in the morning?
Yeah.
There you go.
Really ain't much better than that.
Yeah. Get out there, get a nice stretch in.
I love getting practice over with in the morning compared to at school.
Oh, yeah. So much better.
Oh, my God, man. Like, when you had to go to school all day and then go home, eat, and then go to practice at like 4. Like, we'd be done classes by noon. We'd have 4 hours to do nothing and then go to practice.
Yeah.
And then not eat dinner till 8:30.
Yeah. Like, this is just so much better. You get done. We're done practice by like 11:45 every day.
Then we could just snack all day long.
Yeah.
We snack all day long.
We got to start picking up a hobby. Maybe we should start making like a video account for us three.
Kind of like a No Bad Days TikTok page.
Yeah, like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
For the last year.
The baby steps, though, because this is like our first podcast in a while. So,
yeah.
We're just getting back on it, people.
Maybe a little more on top of things.
We appreciate your patience. We heard from people that they wanted to hear the podcast back, and we apologize for the delay.
Yeah.
Like we said, Marty's moved in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still freshly moved in. Yeah. I still even haven't unpacked my stuff yet. I'm living out of a suitcase still, and I've been here for 2 months. But also, too, I wanted to address,
What'd you say?
I said, I'm still living out of a suitcase.
Why? You have a dresser.
Nah, we'll get around to it. Anyways. I wanted to address to
if you're listening to this, Johnny needs you to come here and unpack all of his things.
Yeah, I need my mom. Wanted to address, like I was saying three times.
What do you got for us?
No, we still see some comments on the hockey guys' posts on Instagram or TikTok asking where we are. And We're here. No, I just wanted to say, yeah, we're here. We're in Birmingham, Alabama. We're playing some hockey, trying to live out some childhood dreams right now. And yeah, but you know, when we're done after the season, we'll obviously be meeting up with the boys again. Did we mention last podcast that we're running a marathon in Duluth in the summer?
We've mentioned it before.
Did we? Okay. I must have missed that one.
We're not training though.
No, we're not training. That's we're challenging ourselves.
Mental toughness.
It's mental toughness, being an athlete and all. Yeah, you just go there and run. How hard can that be?
And speaking of the hockey guys, we have merch out.
We do have new merch
featuring the No Bad Days guys.
Oh yeah,
we had a big influence on that.
Couple clicks for the No Bad Days.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
That's nice. For the boys down in Bama.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, get some of that. Tag the three No Bad Days boys in it.
Why not?
Make sure you tag us because the boys need it. You know.
Yeah, maybe you'll see a little repost.
But the new merch stuff is actually nice. I didn't know. What does the candle smell like? Does anyone know?
Someone said apple pie and cinnamon.
That's what they went with?
I don't know.
Because one of our teammates ordered it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turnsy?
Yeah, Turnsy ordered it.
A candle?
Yeah, and he said, I asked him, I was like, what's the scent? And then he's like, I think it's apple pie and cinnamon.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's like, hey, yeah, sure.
But we...
did he get it already?
Not yet, no.
Oh, no.
Just a description? It shipped. Something shipped, though.
The candle shipped.
The biggest thing about this merch is that
you'll get
knock it. On wood, things are going to be moving a lot quicker than the last merch drop. And for everyone saying, I hope so, I'm in the same boat. I ordered stuff for myself off the website on August 3rd, and I just received it last week. So I'm with you. I'm one of you guys.
Our deepest apologies, but we're right in that same boat with you guys.
And this stuff's going to be higher quality, and it's going to get to you faster in time for the holidays.
And it looks pretty sweet.
Santa's
we finally got sweatpants too.
Which is huge. Needed sweat.
Yeah,
you need
sweat. You can't just have shorts all the time.
No, you need something to bum around the house in.
People love wearing sweatpants.
And if you know us, you know one of our favorite things to do is just bum around. Get your day's work in and then bum around.
Yeah.
Right? Just do nothing.
No.
Just really sleep on the couch, eat some chips, and hang out.
Just moss out to the max.
Yeah.
Maybe watch a movie.
Johnny had a nap today for 3 hours. And it was sleeping
face down
sideways on his bed with his legs hanging off. Like he barely made it.
Oh, my knees were fucking killing me when I woke up.
Oh my God. It was funny.
Hyperextension the other way. But yeah, no, we're still on the no pillow train. So that's my comfy spot.
The NPT.
Yeah. The NPT.
No pillow train.
What are you? I'm an NPT.
That's insane, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't sleep with pillows.
Hey.
Whatever. Oh yeah. A new season of Yellowstone.
Right.
You've
been watching that.
Beth Dunton is still on her Path to Terror and unnecessarily rude train, but we love her for it. So
we do love Beth.
Yes, we love
her. Probably our favorite character.
Season 5 has gotten off to kind of like a slow start, I find.
Yeah.
They're kind of setting things up, though, I think, right now.
Yeah.
Do you guys think there'll be a season 6?
I hope so.
I hope they keep it going, but like, I don't know what else they're going to be after this big transaction goes down.
Yeah, like it's kind of been the same thing since
the start of season 4.
Yeah, like they're just, someone's trying to get the ranch, they're trying to protect it from the blue collars coming into town.
Yeah,
and that's basically the plot, but the acting's sick, the action's sick, and again, we love Beth.
Yeah,
and we're gonna at some point we're gonna go see the new Black Panther movie, so we're gonna have a review on that.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to see is the new Avatar that comes out in mid-December.
Yeah? Did you like the first one?
Didn't mind it.
I think I liked it.
We should watch it again.
You think?
I think.
It was so long ago, man. It was like, it's almost been 15 years since the other one came out.
And also,
we were definitely in elementary
season school. Season 43 of Survivor. I've been watching.
I haven't.
These two haven't.
No,
we haven't been watching. We've been.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to come clean here, boys.
We haven't had time.
The only reason I watched Survivor last year is because of the boys. That was it. I just wanted to be included.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was not
you
a fan.
Like it?
You had your spot on the couch.
Why don't you like it?
I had the best spot on the couch.
Yeah, you did.
I had the normal recliner in the middle. I was always involved in the conversation, and it had the perfect angle to the TV.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even my house, so it was sweet.
Sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I love Survivor. But I think it's a great show.
Okay. Yeah.
I just like
it's not a terrible show. I just find it a little boring. That's all.
Okay. How do you find it boring? They do like challenges the whole show.
Yeah, but like
I still think I could win that show.
I think you could too, because like I get the premise of it, and I think you'd be really good at that. You got a good poker face.
I think you would do well in challenges. I just don't know how well you would handle the
drama.
No, not that. You'd be fine with the relationships. You'd be fine with. The being
the sanitariness,
this, yeah, like just the overall being gross all the time. I think that would probably get to you after 15 days
eating food with dirty hands every day.
Like,
and
imagine
not brushing my teeth for a month
since Sandy Rice.
Oh, yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah,
and like, I don't know,
dude, when you can't just eat chips on the hammock,
do like, they have like
your mind.
Fresh water to bathe in. Because I feel like
bathe in the ocean.
Yeah, I know, but after a while,
that's what they show anyway.
After a while, you get like the salt water would probably get to your skin. No,
you get a little
dried out.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure they dump normal water on their head. There's no way they don't.
They gotta have a toilet there too, right? Like an outhouse.
That's the thing. This is the stuff that they don't show.
I think they do. Like
they would, right?
Yeah.
There's no way they just go in the woods and pop a squat.
And there's no chance people aren't brushing their teeth.
No toilet paper?
They're brushing their teeth.
They brush their teeth with bamboo because it has the nutrients in it to clean your teeth properly, I think. But
like that doesn't do anything to your breath.
No,
your breath
remember
would smell
the one
like
season
shit.
A lady who was using charcoal from the fire.
Yeah.
The one she was taking charcoal out of the fire and
that could
like,
be just for show too though.
I don't mean to be like no, like you know, that guy
theorist.
Right now, yeah, but like, no chance. Like, they're brushing their teeth because they look normal. Like, they don't look like they're like they do look a little beat up. Don't get me wrong, but like they're.
What about that
hygiene
show?
Looks fine.
What was the other one?
What?
Oh, Alone.
Oh,
Alone's a crazy show.
Yeah,
when
that
show
that
them
one's
losing like 50 pounds on the show.
That one's actually
show
scary.
That show is insane.
Yeah, it's an intense
because
show.
They have to film themselves the whole time. I think they get periodically checked in on by doctors to make sure they're not dying.
Yeah,
but that show I would last 4 days.
Yeah, I don't think I would last too long on that one.
Maybe like a night for me. Like if I even like see a bear paw, I'm ringing that bell. Like no chance.
You're dialing in.
I'm not messing around with a bear.
And there's another thing about how long do you think you could go being completely alone, not even seeing another person?
Oh, like if I have a good setup, like with like
no TV,
but like no phone. Am I gonna get mauled by a bear?
No.
Oh, I could go a couple days then.
A couple of days, yeah. These people go for like 100 days.
Yeah, like I think like no TV. I gotta build my own hut, and I gotta get my own food. But I'm given like the proper tools.
Well, you're allowed to bring 10 survival items.
What would you bring?
In the wilderness, like those people are like up in like northern BC, right?
Yeah,
the last one was in Labrador.
I'm bringing
or East Coast. Yeah,
I'm bringing a gun for sure.
You can't. No, it has to be like.
Okay, I'll bring a bow and arrow. Items. I'll bring a bow and arrow.
You ever shot a bow and arrow?
No.
And you're only allowed a certain amount of arrows.
Leading up to the show, I would train myself on this bow and arrow, and then
how much weight would you try to put on before the show?
Oh my God, I would like whatever a bear does before they hibernate.
Yeah, I would
like
try to put on at least 35.
Some people say it's bad though to put on weight
because then you lose it quickly.
You lose it quickly and your body depletes itself way too quickly.
That's true.
Like the last season.
How long do I have to prepare?
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure the last season, one of the guys put on like 50 pounds and it was like day 10 or something and he was already down 30.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah, I don't know then. I don't know. I get hungry.
Your best bet is just to go in there normal.
Yeah, go in there normal and just find like a deer or something.
Yeah, that's what they all hunt for is the big game.
Yeah, and then just cook that up. If you get a deer, you're good for a while for one person.
Yeah, then you gotta preserve it properly without the meat going bad or other animals coming to get it.
Yeah, you gotta
there's a lot to think about.
Yeah, I know. How would you even preserve that without a salt jar? Like you gotta like cure it or something.
One guy gotta
hang it.
One guy got a musk ox.
Yeah, and then he smoked it all, and then put it
above ground.
He made like a what's the pulley? Like a pulley thing.
Yeah,
and he put all his meat in that.
Didn't he still get it taken though?
Yeah. A bear or something came and got it.
The best advice though was the one guy on the show was like, don't sleep where your food is.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
That's Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. No, that's rule number one, living in the wild. Don't do that because then you're just going to get mauled by a bear. Just like Leo did in The Revenant. So
I just don't understand how these people can go that long without talking to or seeing other people.
See, like that wouldn't be my biggest issue. My biggest issue would be eating and getting killed.
I'm almost certain that they do have some type of item that'll save them in case of an attack.
They would have to, no?
Yeah.
Like a shotgun or something.
Like they got I know they have bear mace, they say.
Yeah, but like does that really
Yeah, but they're not gonna just let people potentially die without a backup plan. You know?
Yeah.
Too many holes in this story. I don't know.
We're gonna have to talk to the producers.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get them on the phone.
We'll get them on the pod.
Yeah, we'll get them on the pod. Spill the beans now. Ruin their show.
Do you guys want to get into the segment? I came up.
Yeah, with you have this new segment.
I didn't come up with it. I've seen a bunch of them on TikTok.
You have this new segment you haven't told me and Marty about.
Yeah.
So
have you guys seen those drafts on TikTok where they have to you pick a subject? And you go back and forth drafting five of that category, but you can't draft the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like if I said best cereals, you would have to pick one.
And then
you can't pick the same one and it just goes back and
forth. That'd be tough because like between the three of us, I wouldn't be able to name
five. I'm not saying that's not the category.
Okay.
But that's just an example.
All right. Yeah. Sure. What's your category?
What's it called? What's the segment called?
What should we call the segment?
The No Bad Days Draft. NBD Draft Day?
That's pretty original. How'd you come up with that?
Hey, fuck. I'm quick-witted.
We got to think of a good name for the segment, actually. We haven't had like a solid segment name, or we could leave it up to the people.
Yeah.
And then a segment that's stuck around.
Yeah, we also haven't had one of those.
We like to switch it up. We get bored easily. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll do this segment and then we'll leave it up to the people, our peers, our fans to name this segment.
Okay. So we'll just rotate every week so I can play too.
Okay.
So like one of us will pick a category each week.
Well, you could still draft.
No, because I guess I could.
Yeah.
But I have to, that would make it 15 things instead of 10, which is kind of hard.
Okay.
Especially right. Having to think on the spot.
So this week, just me and Marty.
We'll do a vote on the Instagram story who had the better draft, and whoever wins gets to play the other person.
Okay.
So if I have like five good cereals and we put it on like the story who had the better vote or
better draft,
the better draft in cereals or whatever the topic is.
So then you win, you stay in, or you win and
you win, you stay in.
Okay. King's Court. I like it.
Might be a good name for it.
Yeah, sure. King's Court. There we go. Sorry, beat you guys to it.
Okay.
What's our category?
Category will be
You gotta come to the table prepared,
man. I know, but I'm trying to think of a good one to start it off. Let's see. What do you guys think? Get some ideas.
favorite TV characters?
No.
Okay, we'll start this one off easy.
Okay.
Best movies of all time.
Sure.
Let's go.
Like category? Genre. Is there like a category?
Any
like...
movie ever.
Any movie ever.
Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Any movie ever. You have to pick 5 each. You have to go back. You can't pick the same one as someone else.
All right. Let's go.
I'm going to give Jordan the first pick because I feel like you have more movies in mind than he does.
Okay.
Since he's not the biggest movie guy ever.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Jordan, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm looking at some movies. I feel like that's allowed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Come on. Out of all the years we've spent together, we've watched over 5.
Okay. So with the first pick, what are you going with? It could be just your favorite movie of all time too, like, or one of them.
I feel like one of my favorite movies was Den of Thieves.
Okay.
All right, that's your pick. Number one pick.
Yeah, that was
it's a good pick.
First overall pick.
Yeah,
I'll first overall, that. That's a great pick.
All right.
I respect it. I feel like you could have got it later on in the draft, but
I definitely could have. I don't think Johnny would have picked that, but
no, not at all. First overall, I'm going with Inglourious Bastards.
Okay.
110%.
Another violent movie, but
that's my one.
What's the
one?
The movie with Michael B. Jordan. He's a boxer.
Creed.
Yeah, the first Creed.
First Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Marty's going with the recent movies.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
I feel like you're going to be going recent and Johnny's going to be going.
I'm going greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's
second overall pick.
Before you go, might hurt you in the voting too, because a lot of people might not have seen the movies that you're going to say.
Oh, I bet they've seen them. These are cult classics. You know
what I mean, though?
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a fair point.
Because
that's a fair
point. Know who's people, if everyone listening like Marty, they're not going to like the older style movies.
Okay, you know fair enough. But if they know their movies, they'll like these. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
So what's your second pick?
Second overall pick, and it's not because we watched it today.
We talked about this already.
We already talked about this. It's one of my favorite movies ever, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple clicks for Forrest.
That is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Good Will Hunting.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Great pick, Marty.
That,
I love that
pick.
Movie.
That one will pick you up in this.
Great pick. That's your third?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good pick, actually.
He kind of
went off. I didn't think he was going to have that one.
My third pick would be The Dark Knight, the second movie out of the Batman trilogy.
That's a good
one. With Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight.
Is that with Christian Bale?
Yep.
That's the one we like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie's sick.
It is a good movie. I'll give that to you.
Oh, what else did I? Oh, the fighter jets.
Top Gun.
The new Top Gun.
New Top Gun. That's a good pick.
I like that one.
That's a solid.
Walked out of the theater after watching.
Did you ever end up watching the old one?
No, yeah. I haven't watched the first one. But
we should watch that
theater. I was like,
first one's good too, but I really liked the second one.
Yeah. A
lot. Oh, the second one's insane.
I've seen it 3 times. I think.
Yeah, I've seen it 3 times also.
And the best part too is like they said they made that movie to like watch in the movie theater because obviously like the sound system and all that. Yeah. And like when those jets are gone, just ice in your veins, baby.
Yeah, it was a
great pick, Marty. Great pick. I didn't even have that in mind.
My third one.
You got your fourth now.
What was my third?
You said
I said The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Forrest
Gump. Okay,
four. I'm gonna go with Saving Private Ryan.
Wow. Okay.
That's a solid. Not to toot my own horn here, but that's a solid pick.
So you're like a war movie guy. As of right now, you have 2 pretty solid war movies.
Yeah. I sure do. Yeah.
Okay.
And Forrest Gump could be.
But I'm also going for like the emotion that the movie gives you and the acting and all that. And I feel like
that's true.
I feel like those are up there, you know?
Okay.
Really, okay. Any Tom Hanks movie.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
And these are not in order, by the way. I don't want to like compare the movies. You just can't just do that.
Five. It doesn't.
Just top five.
Whatever's on the table still.
And I'm probably missing some good ones that are just not coming to me right now. But
got some last two picks here. And then I have a bonus round because I just thought of it. And we can do it. And you guys will see why in a second.
All right.
It'll only be three rounds.
I'm thinking of my fifth movie still.
Sorry. Take your time.
Take your time. Well, pretty good picks by both of you so far. Yeah. Not going to lie.
We could edit out this dead air.
Oh, we can?
Dapper can?
Yeah.
Well, me and Marty sit on the couch.
Some good movies that we've watched. We've watched a lot where I've walked out and been like that.
You guys are missing. You guys are missing one of the three of our favorite movies of all time.
The Hangover?
You're missing that. I'm surprised none of you have said that yet.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I want to put that up there.
It's one of the highest. Picked. Yeah, I know, but it can be any genre too.
That's true.
And it's one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
That's true. It was in theaters twice. Yeah, I remember I was in grade six when that movie came out.
Crazy.
Yeah, I might just go with The Hangover.
There you go.
We watched it yesterday too. Yeah. So
we've seen it together probably 10 times.
Actually, you know what? No, I'm going with The Black Panther.
Okay.
First one. Ever since you guys showed me that the first time, I was like, that movie's so sick.
Respectable.
I like that.
That's what. There's too many movies to do.
It is really hard to have a top five. But with my fifth one, I'm going Goodfellas.
Okay. See, this is where I think not a lot of people will have seen that movie, but good pick.
Hey. If you've never seen Goodfellas, watch it. It's a little more on the violent side, but it's based on a true story. It's a mafia movie. Regarded as one of the greatest mafia movies of all time, by the way.
Come on.
It's got Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci.
It is a good
all
movie.
All the boys are in it. So,
never heard of them.
Of course you haven't. That's my top five.
Okay, pretty solid.
Yeah.
So we're going to put a poll up and vote. And then while you're voting, make sure you tell other people to vote.
Yeah. And
this is going to decide who goes next week.
And then while you're voting too, you might as well just fire us some questions, whether, you know, they're about what we've been up to, hockey, anything regarding the hockey guys, or just life in general, whatever you guys want.
Yeah.
We'll answer them.
Yeah, we're jack of all trades. We can answer any questions.
Yeah, master of none, but we know a little about a lot. So I think that's fair to say.
What is that quote? Master of nothing but.
No, you're good at.
No, but what's the saying? It's something of that and then master of nothing, or it's opposite.
It's like you something about everything and then master of none. Master of none is like the last part.
Is that the last part?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. And for the bonus round, I'm putting you guys to the test here in honor of American Thanksgiving this week.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our friends south of the border.
Well, we are south of the border
right now. We have friends down here.
We do. We have American friends.
We don't necessarily celebrate the holidays, what I'm getting at.
America number one.
But same type thing, three each, best Thanksgiving side dishes.
Oh, God.
Oh,
cool. I'm going first.
Okay.
Pierogies.
Okay.
It's
a good one.
See, this is where it's going to get different, too, because Canadian Thanksgiving, I feel like, has a different variety of side dishes.
Yeah, some of the American guys on our team didn't even know what pierogies were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know about you guys, my family doesn't eat mac and cheese on Thanksgiving.
No, mine neither. But like that's a staple.
That's
here.
A very American thing, I feel.
Right.
But I'm gonna go garlic mash.
Okay, so mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That is a staple pick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cabbage rolls.
Cabbage rolls. You're going with like the European style right now.
It's nice. We don't eat cabbage rolls, but we have Brussels sprouts.
I love cabbage rolls.
I don't think I've had cabbage rolls either.
What the hell else is there? There is
cranberries, stuffing.
Oh, stuffing. Casseroles. Yeah, stuffing. No, stuffing. That's my second.
Stuffing's a great pick.
Second. I'm going sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
With some brown sugar crusted on top.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Sweet potatoes. Okay. Johnny, last pick.
We'll mix in our greens here. I'll go Brussels sprouts. Big Brussels sprouts guy.
I like
Brussels sprouts. Wouldn't catch me eating a Brussels sprout.
But you'll eat a cabbage roll? It's like the same thing.
You wouldn't catch me eating one of those things.
Okay.
Maybe you do it in private. I don't know.
Notable things.
Marty takes him to his room.
Notable things left on the table are green beans. You said stuffing, right?
Yeah.
Cranberries. Like the cranberry sauce. You like cranberry sauce?
No.
You?
No.
No. That's a waste of space on the table.
Gravy. Not so much a side dish, but needs to be there.
Yeah, gravy needs to be there. I agree. Not a side dish, but that it's present.
Trying to think of what else would be on a Thanksgiving plate. Broccoli, like rolls, cauliflower, like casserole. Buns,
like rolls.
Dinner rolls. Dinner rolls are always a staple, too.
Yeah.
You got to have
one. I could eat like four of those things.
Yeah. We could have gone into the desserts, too. Pies.
Apple pie,
pumpkin pie. Vanilla ice cream.
I'm eating apple pie 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, I'd rather have a nice slice of apple.
I'm not eating pumpkin.
But yeah,
I hate anything pumpkin.
But you haven't tried my mom's pumpkin pie. That's the thing.
Yeah, it was good.
It's fantastic. I've had it.
Okay.
I have had it.
It's not like store-bought at all. So you would like it.
Yeah.
You would like it.
All right. So we'll end on that. Pumpkin pie or apple pie for the boys.
For the boys.
Third pick.
Apple pie. It's a good pick. And all right. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone on, was it Thursday for the States?
I thought it was Friday.
I think it's Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah. I think it's the second or third Thursday of November.
We hope you all get to celebrate with your friends and family and your close loved ones.
We will be having a game on Thanksgiving. So
if you're not doing anything Thursday night, tune in.
Watch the boys.
Live from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yep.
That's where we are.
Yep.
Yeah, we have kind of a... tough travel schedule for Thanksgiving weekend. We go to Huntsville Thursday, play a game, then we drive through the night on a sleeper bus to Danville, Illinois, and then we stay there. We play Friday night and then Saturday night, and then we drive home through the Saturday night, get home Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's about what, 10 hours, 9.5, something like that. From Illinois,
it is
about that,
yeah.
And it's, we're not going to get a wink of sleep on the way home, so
it's a grind. But if I'm not spending Thanksgiving with my family, then you know what?
Put me with the boys, a deck of cards and some chips on the bus.
Can someone put that on a t-shirt? Put me with the boys now, like immediately. All right,
are you guys going to be playing cards this weekend? I know you did last weekend. You sat out last weekend.
I had quite the battle back, but we didn't finish our game.
I know. That's the biggest dagger of all.
I was 24 and I ended up
12. Yeah. We play Schnarps on the bus with the per diem money that we get. So
yeah,
Johnny was almost out probably 3 or 4 times and he battled his way down, tied for first place. And then we rolled into the parking lot and the game was over.
Yeah. I was on my way to collect some dough, but hey, I'll take a clean slate.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
You'll take that all day.
Like I wouldn't take it over like winning the money, but like I'll take it. You know, especially after walking the line on the bubble. But that's okay.
I feel you.
You know,
true that.
All right,
all right. I think that ends the episode. Good to be back, everyone. We'll see you next week. Make sure to vote on the poll and send us some questions. We'll answer them.
Like, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.